My name's Mary Burnside and I'm the editor of the North Edinburgh News.
Can you tell us a wee bit about what the first edition was like? Have you seen it and how did it start and how's it grown over the years?
Yeah, the first edition was the Commune and it was started up by local community activists who were kind of tired of reading all the negative stories about the local area and, you know, the Evening News, the Scotsman, the national press, the national media. And they said, you know, we're working hard at improving our area, we're campaigning for better facilities and we're achieving a lot of success and that is never reported and we want the wider community to know about that. So they decided on producing their own publication, The Commune, which was a little kind of A4, it wasn't even photocopied in those days, publication that they delivered for free around the doors, kind of black and white and cartoon drawings and typed up and sometimes handwritten, but that was the first one that went out. Yeah,
but the amount of housing that's been built recently, the patch then must have been a lot smaller. What was the area it covered, do you know?
The patch was smaller because I don't think it delivered to the whole of Greater Pilton, but it's always been quite a densely populated area. There was a lot more high rises in those days as well, so I mean we're talking 1978, so probably the population density was about equal to what it is now because a lot of the high rises have come down and been replaced with a new modern main door houses. So, but I don't think they could afford to, you know, cover the area that we did at the moment. So a lot of the publications were maybe done in bulk drop and picked up at community centres and churches and things like that, shared.
Delivering a paper is always fun. How is it done now?
It's been a historic problem is just getting the paper through every letterbox in the area, and we've used a variety of methods from, you know, trainees to youth opportunities people to volunteers to members of our board, and in fact Dave and I have delivered in the past as well, and now we use a professional distribution company, and that way we can properly check up on our distribution and make sure any hotspots, any problems, and the distribution company will sort it out for us. It is a bit more expensive, but it's effective, and there's no point in producing a newspaper if everybody's not going to receive it every month.
For those who don't know, do you mind just telling us why this is the last edition?
It's the last edition because the council cut our funding completely on the 10th of February this year. That was when the council met at the budget meeting. They said that we didn't meet the funding criteria, that we only met it on a secondary basis. We actually don't believe that to be the case. We delivered on the employability criteria. We illustrated that in all the documentation that we sent in, and we don't, perhaps we're a newspaper first and deliver on employability second, but there are a number of projects who do receive Fairer Scotland funding who do one thing as a primary function and deliver on the FSF criteria on a secondary basis, and they did receive funding. And given that the community newspapers in Edinburgh were asking for such a small amount of money, it's not about money. We believe that there's other reasons behind it. It's been a political decision as opposed to just not meeting funding criteria, because we have clearly illustrated that we have done so. And we're just there as a platform for local people to have a voice, and maybe that's what the council is afraid of.
What will be missing when the NEN doesn't drop through next month?
I think people are really passionate in the area about the newspaper. They have a real sense of ownership. It's their NEN, and I think when it goes, I think the fact that, you know, we've been saying we're under threat for such a long time now, but the NEN still keeps getting delivered every month, and I think only when it goes will people really, you know, will the penny drop and people will realise how much they miss it. Local organisations will realise how much they miss it when they've got a big event organised and they can't publicise it through the NEN. They can't have they can't use us to promote what they do locally. They maybe even see their numbers drop. People will not be able to access the services. People new coming into the area will be isolated, will not be able to connect with the rest of the community because they don't have that handle on what's happening locally. And I think it will be a huge miss.
What other messages of support have you had from readers?
Well, I mean, this month we kind of handed it over to local people, local organisations. We sent out like a plea for people to kind of give us their views, their feelings, any memories that they have. And we've got four pages which are crammed full, you know, lovely memories and thoughts and wishes of goodwill. And it was really, really hard putting it together, really, really emotional on deadline day, you know, just putting all that and reading them as they were coming in. You know, I shed a tear on more than one occasion. It was very, very, very upsetting. But at the same term, you know, you're thinking, well, the last 20 years has been worthwhile because this has touched so many people in such a positive way. And it felt kind of good at the same time that, yeah, I hadn't been putting biscuits in a tin for 20 years. I'd been doing something that was valued.
Online with this area just wouldn't work for everybody, would it?
I don't think so. I mean, even just looking at the last example of somebody that's new that moves into the area, would they be able to access, you know, would they know that there was an online edition? You know, there's a big difference when something actually drops through your letterbox. You've got something tangible that you can flick and you can look back on or look it up again and check it. And, you know, there's quite an elderly population in the area who, without NEN, will feel isolated. It's their link with the community. There's a few people who have said that in this month's publication. One of the people said, Nana said it was like an old friend coming to visit every month when the NEN dropped through her letterbox, for instance. You know, just stuff like that. So, and, you know, there's a lot of people in this area who don't have the money to access. You know, they don't have their own computer. They don't feel confident enough about going to the library and accessing the computers there. I just don't think it's the same as having, you know, something tangible as, you know, an actual hard copy edition of the newspaper.
I see on the back pages that all the staff had a chance to have a say. Who are you thanking this month?
I mean, I guess when I was on my own working at the NEN before we got our funding to move into these premises and employ staff, there's two people I mentioned, Fiona Smith and Jimmy Taylor, who were volunteers and helped it keep going in a very bleak period, and other members of the community who have, you know, stepped in and covered stories for us, and just the local support from local groups and organisations that have kind of fed into the NEN over the years, and of course Dave and Vicky here at the NEN. We've been a strong wee team for the last 12 years, and great to work with and really hard working and committed to the project. Makes coming into work a lot easier if you've got people that you can rely on.